Cognitive Faith, Science, Religion, God, and You, by Sue Sorensen, narrated by Becky Parker. Introduction. Who is allowed to write a book about faith? Is faith the exclusive realm of pastors, missionaries, religious leaders, or perhaps a celebrity or other notable scholar? I am none of these things. I cannot know if many people will care about or share my view of faith, but I do hope that some will. While my faith has been long in formation, Cognitive Faith, the book, had a more recent genesis. As an avid reader, I select books from a wide range of topics. I enjoy exploring new subjects and new takes on familiar ones. In that spirit, and because it was on a recommended reading list, I read Lies We Believe About God by William Paul Young.
Atria Books, reprint, 2018.
I found the title interesting and knew nothing about Young's previous books. But with its provocative title, I was interested to see what this projected bestseller offered. The book was a thoughtful exploration of Young's interpretation of, and challenges to, traditional Christian tenets, which got me thinking about my own take on Christianity. Raised as a lightweight Protestant in a middle-class Southern California suburb, I was not force-fed religion. The churches I attended over the years were generally Presbyterian or non-denominational, and presented a regime of Jesus loves you and all the little children, Bible light, do good lessons. As a child, I was drawn to the church and its positive messages. Even as I later abandoned church-going, I believed for many years, and still do to some extent, that I had received from those early, easy-going church experiences a solid moral foundation for my life. In my late elementary school years, I found I had a thirst for learning. As a family, we were fortunate enough to have three sets of encyclopedias in the house, certainly not through financial capability, but because my dad was, for a short time, an encyclopedia salesman. I loved poring over those glossy books, randomly reading about topics. One set was simply called Science. I can remember holding one of the heavy, baby blue volumes with its vibrant color photo inset on the cover, and reading about photosynthesis, gravity, and the universe. I did well in school, went on to college, and collected a few degrees, and eventually went on to have a fulfilling career in business. When did religious faith fall away? There was not an exact time or place or issue that I can point to that challenged and ruined religion for me. Instead, I admit that over time, religion just seemed more and more archaic to me. In school, and through my own passion for knowledge, I was learning other things, fact-based things. With growing maturity and intellect, I found myself dismissing, point by point, the ideas of my childhood religion and religion in general. Christianity and the Bible presented highly unlikely explanations of the world and of ancient events, the most fantastical tale being that the world and all creatures and lands were created in 6 days. Old Testament aside, the whole Jesus story was riddled with non-starters, including Immaculate Conception, being the literal and only Son of God and the one and only path to salvation, raising the dead, walking on water, and resurrection from the dead, just to name a few. Christianity did not present these stories as allegories, but asked me unapologetically to take them literally. Furthermore, the simple do right, do good principles that I had understood and embraced as a child were, I found, only part of a bigger set of religious doctrines, which, as I grew older, gave me other concerns. I was surprised by the shift in tone when I transitioned from mostly positive children's Sunday school to adult Sunday services. Already sensitive to the unlikely
Sample complete. Ready to continue?